Hello. Thank you, Joan and Chris, and the Whitewell and Halsey, and all the folks in here that are listening to us speak right now. What I'm going to read, of course, is Etheridge Knight. I'm going to give you a little bit about his life, his works, and throw in with some of his poems I hope relate to what I'm saying. Okay, let's go. Let's get to digging his stuff. Okay, he was born April 19th, 1931 in Corinth, Mississippi. The family later moved to Paducah, Kentucky, where his dad found work at the Kentucky Dam. He frequently ran away from home, so his parents sent him back to his uncle's house in Mississippi. Knight was a very bright child, but he just didn't like school when he dropped out at 16. So he started working as a shoe shiner and spent the rest of his time hanging out in juke joints, pool halls, underground poker games, exposing him to all types of people, their lifestyle, and the language. Hanging out, he was also exposed to the style of toast, a narrative style oral poetry in story form. If you are not familiar with the likes of Signifying Monkey, Voodoo Queen, or Toledo Slim, you're going to have to pick up this book, Get Off Your Ass in the Water and Swim Like, Get Your Ass in the Water and Swim Like Me by Bruce Jackson. And the title of the poem is from one of Knight's poems. And also there is a CD in the back of the book, so you can really hear these guys do these toasts. And these toasts are filled with sexual stuff, a lot of drug activity, violent stuff, language of the street slang, and obscenities, but they're really funny. And so I will be reading one, so if you are sensitive, please, you know, hold your ears. Okay, in 1947, he enlisted in the Army, the Korean War time. He came back, of course, like everybody else, with drug addiction. He returned to doing illegal things where he supported his addiction by, you know, robbing. In 1960, he was convicted for 8 years in Indiana State Prison for robbery. And what he said was, I died in Korea for a shrapnel wound and narcotics restituted me. I died in 1960 from a prison sentence, and poetry brought me back to life. In prison, he realized that his anger was not doing him well, and he started to focus on books. And since Knight was already spitting rhymes in the narrative language and the practices of toast style and of the Black aesthetic, he chose poetry. So the first one we're going to read, they will all be from the essential Etheridge Knight. And this one is called Dark Prophecy, Icing of Shine. This is one of the toasts, so be ready for some language. And yeah, brothers, while white America sings about the unsinkable Molly Brown, who was hustling the Titanic when it went down, I sing to thee of Shine, the stoker who was hip enough to flee the fucking ship and let the white folks drown with screams on their own hips. Jumped his black ass into the dark sea, Shine did, broke free from the straining steel. Yeah, I sing to thee of Shine and how the millionaire banker stood on the deck and pulled from his pocket a $1 million check saying, Shine, Shine, save poor me, and I'll give you all the money a black boy needs. And Shine looked at the money and looked at the sea and said, jump in, motherfucker, and swim like me. And Shine swam on, Shine swam on. And how the banker's daughter ran naked to the deck with her pink tits trembling and her pants around her neck, screaming, Shine, Shine, save poor me. I'll give you all the pussy a black boy needs. How Shine said, now pussy is good, and that's no jive, but you gotta swim up, fuck, to stay alive. And Shine swam on, Shine, Shine swam on. How Shine swam past a preacher floating on the boat, crying, "Save me, nigger Shine, in the name of the Lord." And how the preacher grabbed Shine's arm and broke his throat. How Shine pulled his chain and cut the preacher's throat. And Shine swam on. And when the news hit that the Titanic had sunk, Shine was up in Harlem damn near drunk. And while working as a journalist in prison, in 1965, he started to submit his poetry to the Negro Digest. And the Negro Digest was founded in 1942 by the Johnson Publishing Company, which was published locally in Chicago. And the magazine included works by Gwendolyn Brooks, Dudley Randall, Sonia Sanchez, Leroy Jones, Maury Evans, Michael Hopper, Jay Wright, and soon Etheridge Knight. He established contact with these significant poets in the African American community, such as Dudley and Gwendolyn Brooks, both visited him in prison. Don Lee, who is Hakeem Mahobutu, and Sonia Sanchez. Randall's Broadside Press published Knight's first book, Poems from Prison. The book held him as one of the major poets of the Black Arts Movement. And this next poem is called Sun Came. And this one, he's speaking to Gwendolyn Brooks. The sun came. And if sun comes, how shall we greet him, Gwen Brooks? The sun came, Miss Brooks, after all the night years. He came spitting fire from his lips, and we flipped. We goofed the whole thing. It looked like our ears were not equipped for the fierce hammering. And now the sun has gone, has bled red, weeping behind the hills. Again, the night shadow forms. But beneath the placid face, a storm rages. The rays of red have pierced the deep, have struck the core. We cannot sleep. The shadows sing, Malcolm, Malcolm, Malcolm. The darkness ain't like before. The sun came, Miss Brooks, and we goofed the whole thing, I think. So ain't no vision visited me in my cell. In 1968, he was released from prison, and he married Sonia Sanchez. And both were living in Homewood, out there on Hamilton Avenue, I believe. And Sanchez was teaching at Pitt. And during that time, Nat Knight held a position of writer in residence at several universities, including 2 years, 1968 and 1969, at the University of Pittsburgh. In 1970, his marriage to Sonia ended due to his continued drug abuse and violent behavior. But his time in Pittsburgh was important to his writing career. He wrote his third book, Belly Song and Other Poems, which were published in 1973, about his new life and experiences and love. He was nominated for the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. And also during this time, Knight Award was awarded the National Endowment for the Arts of 72 and the Guggenheim Fellowship in 1974. He taught at University of Pittsburgh, University of Hartford, Lincoln University before his health forced him to stop. And he died in Indianapolis of lung cancer in 1991. Knight's poetry uses Black vernacular, includes a number of haikus among his forms. And one of my favorite haikus is Making Jazz Swing in 17 Symbols Ain't No Square Poet's Job. The next haiku is Vigo County. Beyond the brown hill above the silent cedars, blackbirds flee April rains. Now this poem had a message that aligned with the Black Arts Movement, and that the artists were no longer going to be imprisoned by silence. They would use their voices in art to escape. Craig Werner said that technically, Knight merges musical rhythms and traditional meter devices, reflecting the assertion of Afro-American cultural identity within the Euro-American content. This next one, for Black poets who think of suicide. Black poets should live, not leap from steel buildings like the white boys do. Black poets should live, not lay their necks on railroad tracks like the white boys do. Black poets should seek, but not search too much in sweet dark caves, nor hunt for snipe down psyche trails like the white boys do. For Black poets belong to Black people, are the flutes of Black lovers, are the organs of Black sorrows, are the trumpets of Black warriors. We all Black poets, let all Black poets die as trumpets and be buried in the dust of marching feet. Randall, the founder of Broadside Press, said that Knight focuses on imprisonment as a form of contemporary enslavement and looks for ways in which one can be free despite his incarceration. And Joyce Ann Joyce places Knight in the context of an African philosophy aesthetic tradition. His tribute to the ancestors, she writes, emerges as a ritualistic drama in which the values of the poet's ancestors were reborn, redefined, reaffirmed, and reinterpreted at once, giving them added viability and sacralizing their new form. Prison allowed Knight to merge his personal consciousness with the conscience of Black people influenced by Black folks. A poem for my South, or blues for a Mississippi Black boy. I was born in Mississippi. I walked barefoot through the mud. Born Black in Mississippi, walked barefoot through the mud. But when I reached the age of 12, I left that place for good, said my daddy chopped cotton and he drank his liquor straight. When I left that Sunday morning, he was leaning on the barnyard gate, left her standing in the yard with the sun shining in her eyes. I was headed north. As straight as the wild goose flies, I've been to Detroit and Chicago, been to New York too. Said I done strolled all those funky avenues. I'm still the same old Black boy with the same old blues. Going back to Mississippi, it's time to stay for good. Going back to Mississippi, it's time to stay for good. Gonna be free in Mississippi or dead in a Mississippi mud. In his poem, Cell Song, Knight articulates his desire to create something good from his time in prison. This will be the last piece that I read. Cell Song. Night, music slanted. Light strike the cave of sleep. I alone tread the red circle and twist the space with speech. Come now, Etheridge. Don't be a savior. Take your words and scrape the sky, shake rain on the desert, sprinkle salt on the tail of a girl. Can there anything good come out of prison? Thank you.